Good morning. Thank you for listening to the Morning KLH on this Wednesday, April 24th. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. There is an empty bar stool at Moe's Tavern. Fox's long-running sitcom, The Simpsons, killed off one of its familiar characters Sunday night, Larry the Barfly. Larry, who was often seated next to his friend Sam, was a fictional 42-year-old. While casual fans might not know the balding man by name, Larry has had a spot at Moe's since at least season one's Homer's Odyssey that aired in January of 1990. More than 34 years ago, he appeared sporadically over the years, rarely saying a word. Here, from The Simpsons, the killing of Larry.
Get the hell out of here! All of you!
We're leaving you too,
Slumpo! Slumpo?
I don't like the sound of that squish.
Guys, I think Larry's dead. I don't know why we had to come here. Funerals are stupid. You're all excused from coming to mine.
Good, I had some that day anyway. I didn't have anything that day.
By the way, longtime fans on social media shocked by the loss. Just learned they're killing off Larry and the Simpsons. I need a minute. I can't believe they killed off Larry Dalrymple. Hashtag RIP Larry. You can see that hashtag. It was trending over the last couple of days. Next up, Ryan Gosling. He said he was shocked when Steven Spielberg wanted to talk to him. He said he was sure Spielberg wanted to talk to somebody who was standing behind him.
So you didn't think he was coming to speak to you?
He was coming across the room, and then I was looking, and I was like, there's no way he's coming. I don't know Steven Spielberg. He's not coming to talk to me.
But like a beeline for you.
And then he keeps walking, and then I was like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go, and he's going to go, not you.
Margo.
Behind you. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this. And then I finally, he was like right there, now I'm being rude if it is me. And I went, me? And he went, yeah.
Yeah, you.
And then he said, he loved the Fall Guy.
Mm-hmm. Love the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
The TMZ special with Arnold and Sylvester Stallone was on last night. And Schwarzenegger and Stallone were asked, if there were an action star Mount Rushmore,
okay,
who would be the two stars that would round it out with Arnold and Stallone?
Chuck Norris.
Here's what they said.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like right. Rich Park in bodybuilding, that
right.
spent time with me and talked to
right.
me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy, whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard is a classic, and those things don't go away.
Okay.
You know, the older those guys get, the more likable those guys get.
Yeah.
Watched those shows with, you know, Stallone and his
yep.
family. The Schwarzenegger documentary was really interesting.
I just don't think we knew a lot about them.
We just knew their characters.
Yeah.
We didn't know a lot about them. All right, from a podcast, Candace Cameron Bure. She used to be, or she was still married to Pavel Bure, right?
Correct.
The former hockey player. So she tells a story here about how she almost died while shooting stunts for Fuller House when an obstacle course that they had set up malfunctioned.
The rig was not set up correctly, and there was no safety stop on the end of it.
Yeah.
So when I landed off the zip line and stopped, the whole mechanism, which is
this
all
giant metal thing that's like
heavy and very, very heavy, slid right off the track and came right next to my head with an inch.
Yeah. And like dented the floor. Like there was a big gash in the stage floor. It broke the stairs. It was like, it was like wild.
On Full House.
Yeah, we almost lost her on Fuller House. Mm-hmm. All right, up next, Watch What Happens Live. That's Andy Cohen's show. He asked Jennifer Tilly about her encounter with King Charles and her ability to make him laugh.
Freddie G texted, I can't believe you got to meet King Charles and even make him laugh. What was going through your mind as you were meeting him, and what else did you two talk about?
King Charles.
Prince Charles?
King, oh, King Charles. Yes. He's a king. I made a
because I said, first of all, he was really into me. I was like Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I love that.
You know someone's into you. And he says, I'm sorry, I haven't seen any of your films because I'm so busy. I only see films on the plane. And I said, and when you see them on the planes, the best parts are cut out.
Yeah. Yeah. King Charles.
Mm-hmm. She didn't know he was king.
Yeah. He's not king, but he's fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias. He was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night, and he talks about the fact that he and his family got stuck on a ride at Disney.
I actually went to Disneyland a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you
I had some family in town, and I says, you know what? They hadn't been in over 40 years, and so I took my sister and my brother-in-law.
Nice.
And we had a good old time at Disneyland until the ride broke.
Which one?
We were on Cars, and it was going great until the car all of a sudden came to a complete stop in the middle of the ride. And my sister and my brother-in-law were like, is this part of the experience? And I'm like, no, we're supposed to finish. and yeah, we were stuck there for about 20 minutes. And they, Yeah, Disney sent their people to come
Wait,
out and pull
can't
us
you
out
just
of the car.
Get out of those cars?
You would think you could, but the seatbelts are, they keep you locked in. So it's not
in.
Like you can just click, click, and then now you're roaming around the set.
That's a little scary.
It is very scary.
I think it's probably more scary being trapped in like that.
By the way, he also was asked about the worst gig he's ever done. And Gabriel Iglesias said he once did a show inside a swimming pool.
And the worst one was inside of an empty swimming pool.
They put you in the bottom of a pool?
So here was the logic behind it. And at the time, I didn't know what a good gig was and what a bad gig was. I was just happy to be in front of people doing stand-up. And so the guy tells me, listen, bro, if you stand at the bottom of the pool, the acoustics will carry up. I guess he was some acoustics dude who couldn't fill a pool. And we'll stand out on the edge and we'll hear you good. And believe it or not, the people laughed. It was a good show after we got over the whole me trying to get out of the empty swimming pool. So
one of the best ones on a comedy day years ago, we had a comedian in and we asked him about the worst gigs he ever had, and he said he didn't realize that the quote-unquote comedy club that he was in for that night, it was a comedy club, normally they just do live musicians, was actually connected. It was a truck stop and it was connected through a bathroom, like a Jack and Jill bathroom that went into the restaurant. So he said he went in after his set and he's standing there using the urinal, and a guy walks in and stands right next to him, and he said, I turned to him and said, did you enjoy the show? And the dude said, I just came to get some meatloaf. All right, they're working on a new movie. You know, we went to see Barbie, so now, I mean, whatever we played with as kids, they're making into a movie.
That's fair game.
Mm-hmm. Details are scarce. Major studios hurrying to monetize classic toys, classic board game titles. In fact, Margot Robbie has signed on to produce a Monopoly film, Sims movie. Hasbro's upcoming slate also includes a Dungeons & Dragons show, another sequel to Transformers, and they're going to make Clue into a film and TV franchise. Clue.
Okay. Well, they've already made the movie and the play.
And Wanda Sykes on Jimmy Kimmel says she had to stop watching true crime shows. It was affecting her daily life.
Like, I was at dinner, right? And I know the restaurant owner, so we were sitting there chopping it up, me and a couple friends, and it was this older couple sitting in the corner. And I was like, do you know them? He's like, no, it's the first time they've been here. I was like, okay. So then we're leaving, and I see this same elderly couple, and they're walking through the neighborhood, and they can't find their car. And I said, I should stop and see if I can help them. And then I was like, but it's awfully suspicious that they were just hanging around the restaurant, first time there, waiting on me. They trying to set me up. And if I help them, they're going to hit me in the back of the head with a shovel and I'm never heard of again. So I kept going. Yeah.
That's what happens.
I understand that.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Too many datelines, too many 2020s, 48 hours. Nate Bargatze talks about creepy crime shows.
So I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I was a kid in the 80s and 90s. And parents back then, they would watch TV, and I think it would scare the parents. You know, you realize like now everything's a crime show. Everything that you watch is crime, podcasts are crime, movies are crime. You almost like see it so much. But back then, you only had so many channels. And then when they would watch these shows, they were very powerful shows. My parents used to watch a show called Rescue 911, and it would just show reenactments of crimes. And it was powerful. I've seen 3 seconds of Rescue 911. I remember walking through the living room. My parents are watching it. I look at the TV. A guy has a ski mask on, and a woman is asleep with her feet out from under the covers, and he started rubbing her foot. That's all I saw. I kept walking. I don't know what happened before or after, but I know I've never been able to sleep with my feet out from under the covers because I accidentally saw that 30 years ago. And my feet get so hot, and I want to put them out so bad. I mean, I try it every night for 30 years, and then that image pops in my head, and I yank them right back up. I'll be in a hotel room, and I'm like, look, you can't get in here, dude. You've locked everything. And I'm like, that's exactly what he's been waiting for. He's probably already in here.